The Politics of Vagueness describes this next segment. 2 weeks, two candidates, at least two senior officials, but one issue, gay marriage. Last week it was Richard Grenell, described as too radioactive for the Romney presidential campaign. The openly gay foreign policy advisor and spokesman resigned after his position in support of gay marriage was criticized as too controversial, even though Grenell had worked successfully in two Republican administrations, at least. Then over on the Democratic side over the weekend, this.
I am Vice President of the United States of America. The president sets the policy. I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women, and heterosexual men and women marrying women are entitled to the same exact rights, all the civil liberties. And quite frankly, I don't see much of a distinction beyond that.
It's Biden on NBC's Meet the Press. The White House insisted that presidential policy has not changed, that Biden's views were his own, and the president doesn't support gay marriage, although he describes his own position as, quote, evolving, an evolution that has apparently stopped for Obama's education secretary, Arne Duncan, on MSNBC.
Do you believe that same-sex men and women should be able to get legally married in the United States?
Oh, come on. You're going to start there?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do, says Arne Duncan. Evan Wolfson, founder and president of Freedom to Marry, joins us now, a group that campaigns to legalize gay marriage nationwide. Evan, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
And Todd Zwillick is here, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, thanks for being here.
Hi, John.
Todd, let's just begin with the difficulty on this issue. I want to talk about the rhetoric in a moment, but the polls may favor same-sex marriage nationally, but in a presidential campaign, it's all about the state-by-state contests. Can you describe that tension?
That's exactly right, John. The polls for the first time in history recently show a majority of Americans do favor same-sex marriage, and that's significant. But Democrats and strategists will tell you this, and I talked to a couple of them yesterday. This is not about the national polls. This is about swing states in a presidential election. In particular, let's look at North Carolina, which has a constitutional amendment on the ballot today that is probably going to pass banning gay marriage. The White House, even if the president's position has evolved as far as the vice president's or the education secretary's, they are looking at states like North Carolina, at Ohio, at Virginia, and they are very cognizant of 2004, what happened to John Kerry when there were gay marriage ballot initiatives on swings on the ballots of swing states all across the country. John Kerry had a nuanced position about civil unions or gay marriage. George Bush had a clear-cut issue. He was against it. That muddied the waters, and they felt split the ballot for a lot of conservative Democrats who did not want to vote for John Kerry because of that issue. Just because the national polls now show that a majority of Americans are in favor of it doesn't mean that a majority in North Carolina are in favor of it. That ballot measure, like I said, is probably going to pass. The president doesn't want to be on the wrong side of that issue in a swing state that he only won by 15,000 votes 3 years ago.
All right.
And really, electorally, it's pretty much as simple as that.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So Evan Wolfson, the politics of vagueness are very, very troublesome. I mean, I understand political pragmatism on the part of Barack Obama. I also understand the electoral math that Todd is describing there. But do you believe that anyone seriously thinks that Barack Obama is sitting around in the White House going, gosh, I'm really working on this gay marriage issue, trying to figure out what my position is here? Nobody believes that, do they, Evan? I mean, it's a form of cynicism.
Well, I don't think people believe it, and I think that jarring false note is actually something that is troublesome to candidates, whether it be John Kerry or, in this case, soon President Obama. When people don't see authenticity, when they don't see leadership, when they see inconsistency, that's what troubles them even more sometimes than something they may disagree on. When Vice President Biden spoke from the heart about why he has evolved to support the freedom to marry, he was actually echoing what a lot of Americans have done. They've thought it through. They've talked about gay families. They've met gay families. They've thought about their own values, as he talked about the golden rule, and decided it's unfair to deny people who are in love, who are showing loyalty to one another, in Vice President Biden's words. It is unfair to deny people who are in a loving, committed partnership the freedom to marry and the ability to protect their loved ones, protect their kids, and live life the way they want to live. And that resonates for a lot of people. And even people who don't agree with that, the idea that there's a whole bunch of people out there who are going to cast their vote for president based on opposition to the freedom to marry, but that they're going to vote for President Obama, provided he doesn't connect the dots on what they already believe he believes, is wrong. And when Todd reported on that kind of political math for the 2004 election, he was correctly reporting a refuted view of what happened in 2004. The fact of the matter is the electoral math did not play out that way, and Bush's pollsters and other political experts have gone back and looked at the data and realized that that didn't happen. That was spin.
All right, so it wasn't as decisive as the numbers would have had us believe in 2004. Todd Zwillick, can we compare and contrast the candidates here? Is Obama's vagueness contrasted with Mitt Romney's clarity on this issue? I don't know if either of them are sort of paragons of clarity here.
Well, Mitt Romney has clarity now. Mitt Romney went on local television yesterday, was asked directly about this, and stated he was against gay marriage, period, and would continue to be against it. Period. So that is a clear view that, you know, in terms of if we're talking about being squishy on an issue, Mitt Romney can hang his hat on. Now, back as governor of Massachusetts, he had a different attitude, not necessarily towards gay marriage itself, but towards gay rights more broadly, which has since hardened into a more conservative view. That's presidential politics. That's the evolution,
Mitt Romney.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. Yeah. So we have clarity on the Romney side, even though he's still vulnerable to the flip-flop charge. Evan Wolfson, are you saying that if Barack Obama doesn't acquire some clarity here, either opposition or advocacy, he's going to lose votes?
What I'm saying is, look, if President Obama is evolving, you know, Mitt Romney has been revolving, and that's neither one at the moment is where they need to be. But there's a huge difference between President Obama's position and Romney's. But having said that, the president has very little to lose and a lot to gain by being clear and authentic in his support for the freedom to marry. He will motivate and energize the voters he needs to win, the voters who want him to be where they are, which is where the American people are, where Democrats are, and where independents are, which is in support of the freedom to marry.
All right. Evan Wolfson, founder and president of Freedom to Marry, a group that campaigns to legalize gay marriage nationwide. And Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. The politics of vagueness, the electoral challenges regarding gay marriage, and the presidential unwillingness to be clear-cut on a controversial issue. Evan and Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.